Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of you listening around the world and a warm welcome as we bring you another edition of the Answers for the Family radio show. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and if you're a regular listener, thank you for joining us once again. If this is your first time, please make yourself comfortable as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, each week, this show will address issues such as family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, lasting health, and so much more. Having over 30 years experience working with families in crisis, I am grateful to have met and worked with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields and skilled authors who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. And I want you to know that our guest today definitely falls in that category in many ways. And I want you all to please do me a big favor. Check out some of our past shows at answersforthefamily.com to hear some informative and entertaining guests, as well as some dynamic co-hosts discuss ways for you and your loved ones to be happier, healthier, and more at peace. And I'm also looking for some show ambassadors who will forward at least one of our shows to your social media group or to someone you know who can benefit from a particular show. Now, this particular show is one that everybody can benefit from, so please take the time, send this out to everybody, and you will be able to help all of us make a positive difference in the lives of others. Now, our topic today is also the title of our guest's new book, The Silver Miracle, Why Silver is the Greatest to Restoring and Protecting Our Health. Now, our guest, Dr. Gordon Pedersen, is a distinguished speaker for the Special Operations Medical Association and has worked with several national and international governmental organizations on the topic of silver. Dr. Pedersen has a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, as well as PhDs in toxicology, immunology, and biology from Utah State University. He's also board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine, all areas that if any of you have listened to the show, know that I'm very interested in. Now, over the years, Dr. Pedersen has become an acclaimed researcher and innovator, creating more than 150 health products and authoring more than 70 books. He served as chief research scientist at Weider Nutrition, conducting the first formulations and studies of protein powders while working with Arnold Schwarzenegger and many other premier athletes. Now, this Utah native has also been called on to consult for the world's largest pharmaceutical company and a leading global biotech company. He's also the only graduate intern ever chosen to work with noted American medical researcher Jonas Salk, who is known for the discovery and development of the polio vaccine. The two discussed developing solutions for many of the world's most difficult to control problems. Now, thinking that silver might be the key to those infected with malaria, he treated an entire African village with over 900 children with a silver solution, discovering an eradication method that can be reproduced across the world. Dr. Pedersen, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I want you to know that it's my pleasure. I am somebody who has used silver for a few years myself. So I am already a believer. I have already told quite a few people when this whole COVID-19 broke out that's one of the things they need to be doing to strengthen their immune system. But tell us a little bit. I mean, you've gone into toxicology, you've gone into, immune therapy. How did you figure out that silver would become so intricate in these areas?
Well, it started out with my family. They had diseases that weren't being solved by the doctors they had, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, other problems. And so as I went looking in my research, I found an opportunity where something as simple as diaper rash. Diaper rash is kind of a chemical burn from urine on a baby's bottom. And silver was used, and in an hour, the the redness was gone. The wound was gone. The body had healed itself. And I thought, I need to take more of a look here. And that's where it started, and that's where it began. And then in the laboratory, I could see it destroying a bacteria. And the same exact sample could destroy a virus. And the same exact sample of silver could destroy yeast. And I even went so far as I took it to Africa and destroyed the Plasmodia parasite called malaria. And so having all of these functions, I realized it wasn't a man-made substance that was doing all this. Man-made substances like antibiotics, they have limited use and they have huge side effect problems. Mm-hmm. So with silver, not having the side effect problems, having this broad spectrum approach, I really was fascinated by it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because I mentioned a little bit about it in the introduction. Let's talk about your trip to Africa and, first of all, believing that it was going to make that much of a difference, but share a little bit about the procedure that you went through and the incredible results.
Well, we went to Africa because, number one, I'd attended a medical conference and the World Health Organization announced that more than 50% of all children under 5 years of ages were dying. More than half of the children under five were dying from malaria. In Africa, I said, you know, that's unacceptable. We've got to do something. And I've been blessed with so much education. I said, I'm going to go do everything I can do. And I went over there and I took silver and I taught them how to make it even. I taught them how to use it. I taught them that 2 teaspoons swallowed twice a day would be of great benefit. And then we put it in 4 different clinics and did a multi-centered clinical trial and found that 100% of all the children and adults for that matter that were using this silver on malaria after they'd already gotten malaria were actually getting better. And so I published that, and maybe even over my shoulder you can see the plaque they gave me. And what this is a publication in a peer-reviewed medical journal that the liquid silver taken 2 teaspoons twice a day resolves the malaria problem in an average of 5 days. So what a fantastic life-changing experience for me to be in that situation, to help those people and see those people start to help themselves. And it did. It changed my life.
Now, scientifically, what is it doing to the body? I believe it's building our immune system. So is it building our immune system, and our immune system is then beating the malaria? Or are there other things it's doing to the body for it to have that great a response so quickly?
Well, the reason I love silver is because it takes the workload off the immune system, and the immune system is already overworked. Look at what's around us in our air and water and everything. So silver works directly on the cause of the disease. It takes away, by breaking the membrane of bacteria and viruses and yeast, it ruptures them. And the reason why is because silver is a semiconductor. It vibrates. It conducts a electromagnetic pulse, and that wave ruptures the membrane of these germs. By doing so, it takes the workload off the immune system. Now the immune system can do its anti-aging effects, its regenerative and restorative effects. And as an anti-aging doctor, I realize that the greatest tool for anti-aging and wellness is your immune system. But we have to give it the proper tools, and we've got to take the workload off that immune system. So all these crises that are coming in, the immune system has to deal with that bacterial problem or that viral problem or that yeast problem. But if we take those away, now the immune system can regenerate and restore properly. So that's why I love silver the best. You see, herbs and herbal medicine like echinacea, garlic, ginseng, they're out there being used right now to boost immunity as strong and as much as it can possibly go. But it makes the immune system do the work. Here comes the herb, Up comes the immune system's activity. Then we get natural killer cells and we get more white blood cells. But the immune system has to work harder. And after about 2 weeks, the immune system can collapse from that kind of stimulation. But with silver, we take the workload off, and so it can handle and utilize herbs, antibiotics, anything at a much higher rate.
Now, with my researching you, one of the things that I've now learned is structured alkaline silver. I've taken colloidal silver for quite some time. Now, when I first saw it, it made perfect sense because I also drink a higher alkaline water. So, you know, as soon as I saw it, I went, this really makes a lot of sense, but explain it more from a scientific reason as to why this combination seems to work best.
Well, when we use alkaline silver, it's going to work with the immune system much better because acids cause the immune system to be mobilized and activated. So number one, we're alkaline. Number two, we don't use an acid to produce the silver. Many and most all silvers of the past were all strong acids. So let's talk about ionic silver, strong acid used in photographic solutions. And they found that people working in photographic labs weren't getting the flu and weren't getting colds. They said, well, it must be this silver product. They started drinking it, but it was a poison. It was acidic. Mm. Then came colloidal silver. And colloidal silver came along and they made it with like a 9-volt battery and two silver rods. And they stuck it in water and it had contaminants and it produced some benefits. But because it was a strong acid, people would only use it during a crisis and they quit using it any other time. Well, along came silver sol and silver hydrosols. And I developed a product after all of those that was not an acid because all of those up until then were strong acids. I developed an alkaline silver and I used structured water instead of nitric acid or instead of some strong acid to make it. So I'm using a magnetically sound alkaline water and I'm structuring this silver in a safer way. And we found that it was much more beneficial, destroyed all of these problems much quicker and more completely. So the real answer is alkaline silvers, and we're the only one, will work much better with the immune system. Structuring the water peels away biofilms because structured water has a electromagnetic frequency that does so. So structured alkaline silver works better, works more completely. And imagine when you take an antibiotic and this silver at the same time, Harvard's Weiss Institute has documented that silver with antibiotics makes the antibiotic 1,000 times more effective because of the silver's properties of stripping away the resistant layer on the bacteria. Oh, and by the way, that means that the body is reversing antibiotic resistance because of the silver, allowing antibiotics to do their job more completely. So you can see the future of antibiotics is going to be dependent on silver.
I love that. I didn't know that, and I absolutely love it. I'm going to make a comment in regards to the difference between acidic and alkaline, because it's a belief that I have, and it was provided by a doctor who was dealing with my uncle who had cancer. But it's what got me to start using an alkaline water, which was, he said, that cancer lives in an acidic environment.
Correct.
Cancer does not live in a highly alkaline environment. So by raising the alkaline level of our body, we are also reducing our chances of getting cancer. Would you say that's a fairly accurate statement?
That's accurate. And the reason I chose alkalinity was so everyone that wanted to take silver could now take it every day for protection rather than just waiting for a crisis.
Okay. So now my next question, we also know that in this day and age with mercury poisoning, as far as the farming of fish to where there's so much mercury, there's more and more people that are being diagnosed with heavy metals within their body. How does this relate by taking the silver? Is it something that they can still take, or it could it possibly make their situation worse?
Well, the highest level of science, the Merck Index, which is a doctor's Bible of facts, mm-hmm. indicates that silver and gold are the two minerals that are not heavy metals and will not accumulate in the brain, causing heavy metal toxicity. And the EPA, in its RED document, registration eligibility document, suggests that silver, or reports that silver, leaves the body 99% by the next day. So what's happened is, anecdotally, some people are actually using silver because it transfers energy better than any mineral, and it leaves mm-hmm. the body the next day. They're actually using it to drain heavy metals from the system. That's only anecdotal, but scientifically, silver is not identified as a heavy metal in the Merck Index, indicating that it is more safe than your zinc or your coppers that do accumulate.
Now, would that account for some of the issues that people have had with teeth when they went away from silver fillings and went to other types of metals or whatever to put in?
Well, the problem with silver fillings of the past is that they softened the silver by blending it and mixing it with mercury. So when we had silver fillings, they were actually mercury that softened them so that they were pliable and malleable. So by taking out silver fillings, what you're doing is actually taking out mercury more than taking out the silver.
I love that. Well, and the other thought that I've had, I was looking forward to having you on to ask this. I give my dogs colloidal silver. I mix it in their food. Do you feel that that's a good thing? And it sounds like it might even be better if I switch that over to more of an alkaline silver.
Well, yes, it's a good thing. I've even written a book. It's on my website. I'll even give it to you free, on the use of silver in animals, especially dogs, cats, horses. And what happens there is that if you just put an ounce, which is basically a cap full of the liquid silver, into your pet's water during the day, they will drink it throughout the day and get systemic benefits from the silver. If you'd like, what I do when I have dogs that run up to greet me and jump up on me is I'll take a pump of our liquid silver. Now, I call it a pump. Let's see, I've got one right here. I have this silver gel, and I literally just put one pump on my hand, and I reach out to the dog, and they just run up and lick it. Now it's helping the dog, and because I put it on my hands first, I'm putting a barrier layer on my skin that lasts for about 6 hours. Put my hand out, they lick it right off of my hand. It's giving the dog a benefit that way as well. Then anywhere on the body that they have a wound, silver gel stays in place longer. So like when I just got back from going to Paris and Rome mm-hmm. and on a cruise ship down through Egypt, let's see, those are three of the four most hot areas for right the now. Problems that we're having today. Yeah. I put the gel on all of my skin that was exposed, and it was a real benefit to me because I knew I had a barrier layer of silver anywhere that my skin was exposed. I also, like I'm doing right now, I sucked on a silver lozenge so that whoever's cough or sneeze was in the air, I had a defense against as well.
Oh, I love that. Now, the other thought is, years ago, not even that long ago, a couple of years ago anyway, when I was telling someone else about silver and I was suggesting that they do it, and they said, oh, you have to be really careful. You know, if you take too much of that, you're going to turn blue.
Well, that is true of the acidic forms of silver called ionic silver. And there was a blue man, and he came on Oprah, and everybody got all wound up about how did he turn himself blue. When investigated, and you're the great investigator, you probably know this as well, he made his own silver, and he used a 9-volt battery, and he used a direct current, which is an unhealthy form of energy, and he also took, he gave the recipe on the air on TV, He started with nitric acid, a half a gallon of nitric acid, and he put in a silver coin, and the acid was so strong that it dissolved the silver coin like an Alka-Seltzer in water. He put in a pinch of salt, and he drank at least half a gallon a day. Now, if you're going to do that, you're going to turn blue. Number one, we don't use any acids, and we don't end up with an acid silver in our structured alkaline silver. And so we're safe, we're beneficial, we're not like that old silver of the past, and we're not going to turn you blue. In fact, the EPA has given a safety registration number that you'd have to consume 12,500,000 gallons before it was an unsafe product. Okay, well, I don't even know how much that is, but it's a whole lot of swimming pools full of water.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry too much then about consuming that much. But, you know, that did bring up another question. Explain the difference between the parts per million. Because as I've looked it up in the past, there's, you know, each different manufacturer, I guess, or whatever, will talk about parts per million, and they'll talk about why their choice of parts per million is better than somebody else's. But explain a little bit about parts per million, what it means, and what is the optimum place that we want to be as far as parts per million.
Well, what's going on with parts per million is it's the number of silver particles in a tiny, tiny nanoparticle form that are dissolved in the particles of water. So if we have 10 parts silver in a million parts of water, that's called 10 parts per million. Now, 10 parts per million used to be the standard about 5 years ago. Everybody was using 10 parts per million, and the reason why is because in 6 minutes, the silver at 10 parts per million would destroy MRSA. That's a very difficult staph infection, and it's methicillin resistant, so it's an antibiotic resistant form. Now, when you realize 6 minutes isn't that long and you could drink it, that's terrific. Well, what happened was when we went to 20 parts per million, it did it faster. It didn't kill it more completely, it just did it faster. And then when we went to 30 parts per million, we got down to 2 minutes. Now, here's why that matters. Okay. If you're going to drink a cap full of liquid silver, and it takes 6 minutes to roll around in your mouth to destroy all of the problem in there, it's really hard to keep your mouth shut for 6 minutes and do that. Now, if you could roll it around in the back of your mouth for 2 minutes, it's a lot easier and it's a lot faster. And then if you were to take the silver gel, brush your teeth with it, and the gel stayed in place for 6, 12, maybe 30 minutes, you can see why that's such a benefit. Here's what happened in the pharmaceutical world when they brought out penicillin. They found out that penicillin could destroy, in a petri dish, bacteria in about 1 minute. And that the silver that was being used at the time, the ionic or colloidal silvers, took 10 minutes or 12 minutes. They totally abandoned the silver and went with the antibiotic simply because it could kill the bacteria faster. Faster meant more completely. Faster meant more of a noticeable effect. So what you're seeing now with the non-acidic silver, the structured alkaline, we can destroy those germs completely in 2 minutes, while the colloidals of the past that are acidic take at least 6. For that reason, people are choosing 30 part per million because it works so quickly. Now, if I might just share some marketing information. Okay. I've helped people put silver together in over 60 companies, and they've been selling this silver. And what happens is, people will buy the 10 part per million, but when they know the 30 part per million is available, about 90% of those purchasers transfer to the 30 for the placebo effect of more must be better. But in this case, it actually is faster. Those are the scientific facts.
And I'm guessing that those other 10% people that stayed with the 10 parts is probably people who went to their spouse and said, here, you need to do this, but you have to keep your mouth shut for 6 minutes.
That's terrific. And the bottom line is they end up drinking three times as much and holding it in their mouth three times longer. And you can see why conveniently and scientifically the 30 part per million is the place we want to be.
All right. We are talking with Dr. Gordon Pedersen. His book is The Silver Miracle. We're going to take a break now, but I want everybody to stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, Westshield Adolescent Services and Westshield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to Answers for the Family. My guest is Dr. Gordon Pedersen, and we are talking about the silver miracle. So Dr. Pedersen, one of the questions that I have is that who can take structured silver? Or I think what might be a better question is there anybody that can't?
Well, anybody of any age could take the structured alkaline silver. Your pets, all of your pets can take structured alkaline silver. And so when we talk about who can't take it, because it's all natural. In fact, it may be the most all natural product ever developed, having two ingredients, structured water and pure silver. Those are the only two ingredients. And so it's pretty much safe and beneficial for everybody.
Now, is there a history of silver from the standpoint of its use, you know, many, many years ago that, like 1,000 years ago, they were using it because they knew better and we somehow got away from it, maybe because Big Pharma didn't figure out how to monetize it or something?
Well, the history is fascinating. 1,000 years ago, Greeks actually used silver just by throwing silver coins either in their fountains or in their water systems. In fact, when I went to Europe, I found out that people throwing coins in the water fountains is a tradition. And it was founded on the fact that in their early water systems in Rome and other places, you were required to come and throw silver coins into the water to keep the algae and bacteria from growing in the water. And that people during the plague that would eat with silver spoons or silver forks would actually survive the plague because the silver destroyed the bacteria that made up the plague. And so she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. That was a claim that came from families who could afford to eat off silverware. Now, I'm not talking just forks and spoons, plates, cups. They milked their cows into silver containers, big 5-gallon jugs. To this day, they still use silver containers to milk into. So pioneers trekking across the West, they would use silver coins in their water casks, wooden casks, and the water didn't go bad as quickly. So that's a history. But getting closer to now, NASA sending astronauts into outer space thought, you know what, we're not going to have the ease of sending a doctor up to make a house call, so we're going to send up silver. And they would send up silver with the astronauts, and they filtered their air using silver filters and their water with silver filters. So you're starting to see this technology change. And the reason why this happened was because back in about 1920s, the pharmaceutical world had a physician's desk reference. And in that physician's desk reference, there were 42 drugs that were based on silver listed in the physician's desk reference. And they were things like injectable silver, ointment silver, liquid silver, gel silver, IV silver. All these were in the, and still are, in the physician's desk reference. But here comes penicillin, and penicillin starts wiping out the same types of problems, bacterial infections, diseases, pneumonia, and it did it faster, and they could patent it. So here's what happened. The patent on silver expired in 1924. Now, no pharmaceutical company can come in and patent the silver. It's patent expired. Anyone can have it. But penicillin comes along, and they could patent that particular product. So that went on for 50 or 60 years, and here we are now looking at silver listed in the physician's desk reference, but not being able to be patented. And so it's available even as a nutritional supplement, because the monopoly of building silver into its own product with a new patent, that doesn't exist.
You know, one of the things that you said in regards to the alkaline silver that I love in regards to it not building up in your system is I've had a personal worry about the fact that I might build up too much of it in my system. So I've always set it up sort of like bodybuilders do, to where you go on something for 8 to 12 weeks and then you go off of it for 4 weeks. Well, I've done that with silver just because I thought, I don't know. I just thought maybe I should do this. But with what I'm learning now, I feel very comfortable that I'm not going to have to do that. So I like that.
Well, and you're absolutely correct and very, very wise in your application. And when people realize they can take alkaline structured silver, they can take it every day so that it's in their body before the problem enters, which is very easily handled by the silver, they realize they want to do that. On the other hand, some people will want to cycle it for their own mental well-being, thinking, you know what, if I'm on it for a month, I want to take a weekend off every once in a while. You know what, that's totally appropriate.
Now, in this day and age of almost everybody is on some form of supplement, some form of medication or something, how does structured silver affect all of these different possibilities of what people can be putting in their system?
Silver normalizes the immune function by taking the workload off an overworked immune system. Now, if you're putting in supplements that stimulate the immune system, it's going to do so normally and completely in an operating form that doesn't have obstacles in front of it, meaning herbs can work just fine. Minerals are going to transfer energy better. Mm-hmm. You've got vitamins that are cofactors that will transfer your nutrients to in and out of the cells much better. It's what it means is it's giving you normalcy back to an overworked immune system. So all of the other supplements you take are going to function better. There is no drug that we have found that works in opposition or is aggravated by the silver. In fact, silver taken with antibiotics is a very wise thing. But when I presented these statistics, facts, and research from Harvard and other places to the Naturopathic Association, to all their doctors at their convention, they all voted absolutely unanimous that silver should be the first choice to try to handle these things in a more natural way and reduce the usage of antibiotics first. But then if you had to bring antibiotics on, keep using the silver when you do so for added benefit.
What about things like depression? You know, there's hundreds of different drugs in which people try to push upon people dealing with depression. And it's obviously one, it's one of the biggest problems that we have now in the Western world. Is it something that by helping our immune system may very well deal with depression? Does it do anything with inflammation? We know that inflammation is now tied to inflammation of the brain, can be tied to depression. Are there ways in which people with depression can go to silver first before all of these other medications that are being put out there?
Well, first of all, I don't have a cure for anything. That's our legal disclaimer. Now let's talk about what silver does scientifically. We deal with this depression issue. There's a lot of reasons for it. There's a lot of chemical imbalance going on, and often immune response has been either overactive or underactive. Here's what I am seeing anecdotally regularly with the people that have depression. When we take liquid silver, I give it to them 1 ounce twice a day for 5 days. Then I, myself, if it were me, would add to that probiotics for the next 2 months. Here's why that's a benefit in my system. If I have bacteria and yeast that's gotten out of balance in my gut, let's say I took antibiotics, they wiped out all the good and bad bacteria, and the yeast grows back because guess what happens? Yeast is fed by antibiotics. So now I have too much yeast in my gut. Yeast produces gases, alcohols, and I now have a chronic problem lining my intestines in this biofilm, and it feeds the yeast. Sugar feeds the yeast. I become craving of sugars, craving alcohols. The yeast now is an infection, low and slow grade, but my nerve sends a signal to my brain, this vagus nerve, saying, we have an emergency down here. It's a small one, but we have one, and it goes on all the time. So you're getting a signal to your brain from your gut that there is a problem. And the brain secretes neurotransmitters. This electrical signal that comes from the gut is converted into a chemical signal. These neurotransmitters are released, and your brain is now soaking in these neurotransmitters saying, there's an emergency in my gut. What that does is causes problems with the balance of biochemistry in the brain, leading to depression, anxiety, and other mental disorders. And knowing how that works, if we were to take silver 1 ounce twice a day for 5 days, we should wipe out the bacteria, the viruses, the yeast. As it leaves the body, we regrow, recolonize with probiotics, and that constant signal going up to my brain from my gut slowly goes away, and those balance, out of balance neurotransmitters melt away as well. It's just like ice melting over the next couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, normal chemistry in the brain can be restored. Many people get benefit anxiety-wise, depression-wise, mood balance-wise. So in that case, when we deal with the entire system, all the body put together, we can get control of what's triggering constant stress in the brain. When we do, the body returns to normal immune and hormone function. Thus, we don't have nearly the problem we had before. We don't just take a swallow and destroy depression. We balance our body systems for the benefit of the body to heal itself.
Now, how does the silver know to destroy the bad bacteria and leave the good bacteria?
Well, what you've got in the intestines is a real specialized form of probiotic bacteria, and it lives in your intestines, and it's a bacteria that goes right up to your stomach. So it's going to be soaked in stomach acid, hydrochloric acid. And because of that, to survive that acid, it has secreted around itself a little milk fat coating. And water doesn't penetrate fats. And so since liquid silver is 99% structured water, it's not going to penetrate that fat coating, and it doesn't destroy the good bacteria. We discovered that. We didn't create that to happen, and it's a good discovery, I'll say. And here's the other way I teach doctors to understand how come it's beneficial. If we give patients an antibiotic, the second day of the antibiotic, they start to get diarrhea because all the good and all the bad bacteria are dying and leaving the intestines rapidly. But if you take 4 times normal dose of liquid silver and you do it day after day after day and do not get diarrhea, doctors know, and so do you as the patient know, that you're not wiping out the good bacteria or the probiotic bacteria. That's more effective when I teach that to doctors than all of the scientific papers that I have. They know instinctively, common sense medicine, that if you're drinking the silver and it's not causing diarrhea, you're not wiping out the good bacteria. That's the secondary proof I have.
I love it. And then as you said, if we keep taking additional probiotics, we're going to keep feeding the good bacteria anyway.
Correct.
We have some questions that have come in. And again, I want to thank those people that take the time to send in these questions. I want you to know that we appreciate them. We do everything we can to get them on here. Again, people choose to listen later on through iTunes or Stitcher or iHeartRadio. And again, we just really appreciate it. This one reads, I've been taking all kinds of supplements for many years, and just recently a friend recommended colloidal silver. I see your formula is a little different, so can you explain why it would be more effective than other types or brands? We kind of already touched on that, but that's from Harriet in New Mexico. Is there anything that we didn't touch on in that area?
No, I just want to reassure Harriet that structured alkaline silver works with the immune system and it is not an acid. And the colloidal silvers of the past were good. They were okay from time to take. But if you want protection all the time, you want structured alkaline silver.
Beautiful. The other question we have here is, it says, I read that silver can build up in the body, which we touched on a little bit in regards to the discoloration of the skin. It says, you know, I read an article that stated that although it was not considered a serious health problem, that the discoloration may not go away even after you stop taking the product. Is that just a rumor? I'm very interested in the potential health benefits of using it, but would like to know more about any other potential adverse conditions that may exist. This is from Sarah in Los Angeles.
Well, Sarah, what's going on is that acidic silvers of the past are now inferior to the alkaline structured silver. And the reason why is because the acidic nature of silver causes a little bit of inflammation. Inflammation causes the immune system to sequester and hold the foreign particle. And in that case, it might accumulate under the skin and stain the skin. Structured alkaline silver isn't an acid. That's the number one thing I want to reinforce here. For that reason, it's safer and more beneficial and works with your immune system much better. So if you're worried about turning blue, don't take ionic or colloidal silvers of the past. That's the simple answer. If you want the benefits of silver without that worry, structured alkaline silver is our new development.
All right. Well, we've only got a few more minutes, but let's touch a little bit on COVID-19. What are some of the things that you would recommend people to do in regards to prevention at this point with COVID-19?
Well, number one, I don't have a cure for COVID-19, and I don't want to misrepresent that. But I want to tell a story of my life the last month, because in the last month, I traveled to give medical conventions to the highest level of people that deal with infections, the vascular surgeons. And I was their keynote speaker on how to control infections in all these nasty vascular surgery conditions. Mm-hmm. I had to travel through Italy, Rome. I was in Egypt. I flew home through Paris, all while travel bans were in motion. And I went over there, and this is what I did. If that's a story that you want to apply to yourself, that's your choice. I'm just telling you what I did. I drank every morning 1 capful of my alkaline structured silver. So that's 1 ounce. I did that morning and night. So now I've got liquid silver throughout my entire body, helping give me protection. In addition, any part of my body that was open to the skin exposed to the atmosphere, my face, my hands. I put this silver gel on there. I actually put it in my nostrils and lips as well. Then wherever I went that was in a public setting, I took these silver lozenges. Now these silver lozenges go in my mouth and I suck on them for 25 minutes. That means anybody's cough or sneeze is in the atmosphere. If I breathe it in, I now have this immediately to knock that down. In addition to that, I did one other thing that I haven't talked about. And maybe you can see this behind me. You see this humidifier I've got going in the mist?
Yes, yes.
I put liquid silver in this humidifier, and I just inhale the mist. And I use this in my office. I use this around people. I use this in my home. I use this by my bed. Over infants' beds or elderly beds might be appropriate as well. But I put the liquid silver in my CPAP. I didn't dilute it at all. I just poured it in like this. I filled up the reservoir, and I inhaled all night long a little mist of silver so that all of my entire respiratory system was benefited. Now, my wife doesn't use a CPAP machine, but I took a second mask for her. And I would plug it in the afternoon when she was resting. She would use the CPAP machine to inhale that liquid silver that was coming out of the CPAP machine. And she said, I've never felt better in my life. So that's what I would do if I were dealing with this particular situation. It's what I did do. I didn't have one symptom. I didn't have one weakness. I didn't have chronic fatigue. I didn't have a cough. I didn't have a sneeze. And you got to realize I was in Rome. I was in Italy. I was in Paris when the ban hit. I was on a cruise ship. I was on a cruise ship on the Nile River when they announced 38 people have the problem that's out there right now. I didn't have one of the problems, and I was very confident in my liquid, in my lozenges, in my gels, and specialty, as I had a mist that I could use as well.
Dr. Pedersen, I had to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for coming on. You know, I felt that I knew quite a bit about this, and I feel like I've learned even more. For everybody out there, during this pandemic, we've been trying to do everything we can to bring people on that can help help get us through this, be it mentally, be it physically. I think this is one of the things that you can all do. Oh, and something else real quick. And Dr. Pedersen has also offered to provide his book for free. So Dr. Pedersen, explain, I mean, which website do they go to be able to get your book, The Silver Miracle?
Yes, it's on mydoctorsuggests.com, mydoctorsuggests, mydoctorsuggests.com. If you go to the tab that says books and scroll down, there's three books that I'm giving away for free right now. All you have to do is click on them, and digitally they'll come for free to you. Not hard copy, but digitally you can have it immediately. And we're doing that for free just because we want to support you, Alan. We recognize you as the great investigator, and we want to help with information that is scientific-based.
Well, thank you. That is so appreciated. And again, for everybody out there, again, you know, this is something you can all do. If you're driving and if you're unable to write that down, go to the website, go to answersforthefamily.com. We will have Dr. Gordon's website listed on there. Please take advantage of this. This is something that you can do to benefit yourself, your loved ones, for everybody. And that's the whole basis of this show, which is how can we make a positive difference in the lives of as many people as possible? And Dr. Gordon, thank you. Dr. Pedersen, thank you so much for being one of those people that's making a positive difference in the lives of others.
You're welcome. And thank you for making me look good. Your audience is surely a lucky audience to have you.
All right. Thank you. For everybody out there, please make sure you put on our calendar to tune in next Monday when we will be joined by Drs. Ashley Miller and Adelaide LaFrance to discuss their new book, What to Say to Kids When Nothing Seems to Work. It's a practical guide for parents and caregiving. And believe me, at this point in time, we are getting lots of calls from parents whose kids have been home saying, what do we do? So tune in and check that out. And also, if you get a chance, listen to our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com. And know that you can subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, Vimeo, Spreaker, and SoundCloud. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. And not only for this show, but for Dr. Pedersen's book, one of the greatest gifts that you can give anybody who's taken the time that it takes to write a book, which is a lot. The greatest gift you can give in return is to provide a review, to provide feedback on that book. It's just the right thing to do. However it is that you take it, let him know. It's wonderful. And for everybody out there, just remember to be good human beings, wash your hands, and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.